Many fruit, nut, and berry crops depend on honeybees for pollination, but more and more bee colonies are dying each year. Parasitic mites, viruses, and pesticides may all play a role, but researchers are still looking for a way to stop the die-off. Honeybees are the most valuable pollinators of agricultural crops worldwide. In the United States, approximately 130 crops depend on honeybees for pollination. Their work is worth about $15 billion a year.
We estimate that one in every three bites of food we eat are directly or indirectly pollinated by honeybees.
Dennis Van Engelsdorp is Pennsylvania's acting state apiarist. He's responsible for tracking the health of the state's commercial honeybee colonies.
Honeybees are the movable pollination force in modern agriculture.
Almonds, blueberries, and apples, carrots, onions, and squash. All of these fruits and vegetables grow in different parts of the country and bloom at different times of the year. So, to meet the pollination demand, commercial beekeepers truck their hives around the country. A single beekeeper may move tens of millions of bees, covering thousands of kilometers in a single trip.
So all your fruits and vegetables, all your flowering plants require insect pollination, and honeybees do a majority of that pollination.
In the 1940s and 50s, there were approximately 5 million managed bee colonies in the United States. Today, that number has dropped to less than half that. Severe declines began in the 1980s, with the accidental introduction of a new parasite called the varroa mite.
It's actually an amazingly large parasite. If we were a bee, it would be like a dinner plate feeding on us. And it has these very sharp mouth parts that pierce the skin or exoskeleton of the bee. And actually, it spits inside the bee. And in that spit, we believe that there's a protein which acts a lot like AIDS virus does in the fact that it breaks down the insect's immune system.
The mite can also transmit viruses and other pathogens from bee to bee and wipe out entire colonies.
This is our biggest challenge, and it still kills most of the colonies in the country.
And what you want to do, the way you're going to get stung, and I'm just telling you so that you'll know, I'm just saying the way you would get stung is as you grab this frame, you would...
Jeff Pettis is the lead scientist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Bee Research Lab, just outside of Washington, D.C.
And, you just pick it up. And then you're a beekeeper.
Pettis and his team have been studying a more recent and mysterious threat to honeybee colonies.
We're suffering probably 15 to 20% losses normally throughout the year of honeybee colonies. Our last 2 years, we've been over 30% losses. And so this is what we're calling this phenomenon of CCD, colony collapse disorder.
CCD looks very different from other causes of bee death, and it happens much more quickly. Within just a few weeks, most of the adult worker bees disappear from the hive, leaving the queen and all the young bees behind. Since CCD was first reported, researchers have been scrambling to find a cause. They've looked at parasites, viruses, pesticides, and even colony management problems like poor nutrition and transportation-related stresses.
We've done enough looking and testing and sampling of the bees that are there that if we had one single novel pathogen or problem, that we would have already identified it. We think it's a complex, maybe even a syndrome, things that are coming together to cause the losses of bees.
What's really frightening about this new condition is we don't know what causes it, so we don't know how to stop it.
The lack of clear answers worries Dennis Van Engelsdorp.
These large migratory operations, which we rely on to move across the country in order to pollinate these different crops, are in real danger because they can lose 30 to 50, sometimes 80% of their colonies. They can absorb a loss like that 1 year in a row, maybe 2 years in a row, but they can't do it 3 years in a row and stay in business.
And bee declines are not limited to the United States.
We are hearing reports from Europe, from Canada, and from South America, even some from Asia, where honeybee populations are collapsing and decreasing.
There are still enough bees in the U.S. to meet demand. But Van Engelsdorp warns that continued colony losses could threaten the production of some crops and drive more and more beekeepers out of business. I'm Veronique LaCapra.